SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Wednesday as we start with the good because we want to make you feel good before we give you the other side of the news. So the good today, Mr. Coleman.
I don't know if this will make you feel good. It sure brought a smile to my face.
All right.
In Argentina, a soccer fan. He's a fan of Racing Club. And that's the name of the soccer team
All
in
right.
Argentina.
Is
Racing
I'll take
Club.
Your word for it.
I'm just going to call it Racing. They recently won their championship, their league. And so they're having a victory parade. And you know, the soccer fan decided to bring a special guest with him.
Oh, boy.
He dug up his grandfather and brought his grandfather's skull so he could attend the victory parade.
Oh, God, no.
I'm
really?
Saying this is good because, you know what? I mean, this is something he wanted to share. It was very important to him. It's a heartwarming tell.
All right. Well, then, you know what? Who am I to tell him that he's wrong? Like, who am I to tell him he can't do that?
Exactly. I brought it up because, you know, we have that here in the States as well. Like, when the Eagles won, you heard stories of, guys bringing ashes to the parade route.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Scattering ashes on the football field after they won the Super Bowl.
Yep. I believe it. Yeah, no. That's true. That's very true. So I shouldn't criticize.
Can't criticize. He just wanted to bring his dear old grandfather.
He dug it up.
He dug it up.
Opened the coffin and got the skull out.
He literally was a grave robber.
Oh, wow.
If you picture, like, you know, old-timey cartoons, you know, sitting there, like, with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, and, you know, I always picture weasels.
Yeah.
Digging up a grave. Maybe that's because... You know, that was always a weasel that was digging up a grave, I guess.
That is the freakiest thing. You know when they do those stories of like, oh, this cold case murder, and in order to, we got new evidence, so we have to exhume the body.
Yes.
And do that freaks me out. I have no interest in being a part of any of that. That freaks me out. First of all, I wouldn't want to dig up the grave and take the coffin and then open it up. I don't want to know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Oh. I mean, there's a picture of him holding the skull. And you have to, I guess I don't know how fast or quickly a body decomposes.
Yeah, good point.
I would have to imagine his grandfather's been dead for quite some time.
Yeah.
Because I would hate to open up a coffin and be like, you know what? There's still a little bit of stuff left on the skull. I guess I need to go clean it off.
That's a great point. Actually, that's a great point. How did he know he was getting a skull when he opened up the coffin?
I mean, I get it. Like, you know, you see it in, like movies and stuff like that where they've dug up a skull from like the 1700s or even the 1500s. Like,
right.
Okay, yeah, you know, enough time has passed that I'm pretty certain that all the important pieces of the body have kind of evaporated and left only the bone. But, yeah, how do you know if, like, you're digging in there, all of a sudden you're not going to be like, oh, my God, grandfather's staring at me.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for him. I'm glad he was able to pull that off. But, wow, that's a freaky story.
All right. The bad of the day. I don't know if you saw this. You know, we're going to I don't know really what to think of it either. Zach Greinke and Madison Bumgarner last night combined for 3 home runs and 6 RBIs.
Wow.
Now, Greinke had 2 home runs. They didn't play against each other. Greinke had 2 home runs. Bumgarner had 1. I'm not sure who divvied up on the RBIs, like what the ratio was between them. But the reason why I'm making this a bad, because that's usually a good story, but the reason why I'm bringing it up as a bad, because I know we're just days away from now talking about either a juiced ball, because pitchers are having their way with the baseball.
Yes, they are. Yes,
Or, you know, is there a secret underlying PED conversation going on? Like, have they found a way to mask it?
That's a good point.
And I just feel that, you know,
pitching isn't up to the speed yet of coming back in the season.
I mean, maybe that's it. Maybe it's just, you know, I mean, Chris Sale had a horrendous opening.
Oh, he did. Gosh.
So maybe he could have benefited from another 2-3 weeks of spring training.
Oh, and by the way, last night he pitched well, and they lost 1-0.
Yes.
The Red Sox.
Well, the guy, who was it? Was it Bogarts? Did you see his triple? or yeah. almost triple. God, I can't remember who threw him out. I think because they were playing the A's, right?
Yep, they're playing the A's.
Yeah, Oakland, I still don't know anybody on the A's. But whoever that center fielder was, man, he had a rifle of an arm.
Yep.
And just nailed him at third base. But amazing. Yeah, no, I'm just afraid, you know, if we start seeing pitchers with power hitting numbers, you know, we're going to get to that juice ball conversation again. We're going to get to, you know, oh, there's PED use going around again. I don't want it.
Yeah, I don't either.
This baseball has been dirty enough for a little bit. Let's just keep it clean for a while and just let them play.
Yeah, I agree. All right, let's go to the dumb.
On to the dumb. This one, I didn't know where to categorize this, so I just put it in dumb, but I don't know if it's that dumb. I think it's kind of fun. So it's a fun dumb. There are two men who are running for a seat in an election in Prince Edward Island in Canada.
Okay.
They have the same exact name.
Oh, no, this is not going to work out. So
these
two guys are running for an elected office with the same name.
Yeah, I mean,
this is not going to work out.
They're both named Matthew, which is a common name, but their last name is even spelt the same, McKay. M-A-C-K-A-Y, McKay.
Okay, no, this is no chance of happening, and unfortunately, but one person needs to quit. And stop.
Well,
or
one
resign.
One person stepped forward. I'm not sure which Matthew McKay it was. He said he'll add his middle initial to it all, which is just J. But I'm like, no one's going to really pay attention to that on the ballot.
No, that's just gosh.
And all the papers, and anytime they're not going to be like, oh, this is Matthew J. McKay. It's just going to be Matthew McKay.
Well, at least you don't have those embarrassing moments where you're like, who'd you vote for? And you're like, well, Michael McKay.
Yeah.
Oh, no, and you're like, oh, did you really? Yeah, you know, didn't really have a choice.
I just found that. I mean, what are the odds? You know, like they were talking to.
That's
like,
got to be a million zillion to one, really. Like,
yeah. Well, they were talking to some of the locals there, and one of the locals was like, "Well, there's a lot of people on this island named Matthew, and McKay is a popular surname, so it was just bound to happen." I'm like, "No, it's not bound to happen."
Wow.
You know, two guys deciding to go to the same career field with the same exact name, running against each other in the same election at the same time. That's not normal.
No, that's not normal. And by the way, recounts are going to be a disaster, right? I mean, right? You'll have one section on the ballot for one party and the other section for the other. So I guess it won't be so bad. But
how do you know? I mean,
right?
I mean, now you got to really pay attention to the party line. You can't just vote name.
What if you're an independent and you? Oh, that's a good point. Like, let's say you do that in this election. I don't know if they have like Republicans and Democrats. Like, I don't know if they have like two parties like we do. Like,
oh, no, they do.
Whatever it's called. So are these two guys?
The incumbent Matthew McKay is represents the Progressive Conservatives.
Okay.
And then the new Matthew McKay, he's representing the Green Party.
Okay. So let's say you're an independent. Okay. And so you're just like, I don't care which party. I vote for both. I'm good. And then you get there and you're like, you know what? That one guy, the guy with the green shirt, I liked his point of view. How do you remember who that is and how, like, you have to really go into that booth knowing a little bit more than the name. Like, if you were an independent, like in our last election with Trump and Hillary, you'd be like, oh, I like Hillary's point of view or I like Trump's point of view.
Yep.
You go in there, you just click it. You don't have to be affiliated with either party. You could hate either party. You could love either party, whatever it is. But you could hear something, go, I like that issue. I like that what he or she said about that issue. Click. But in this situation, these guys have the same name. If you like the guy who's a little taller, how do you know who that is when you go into the booth? You have to go, okay, they both have the same names. I've got to find the thing on the ballot that separates the two. Yeah, otherwise, I can't vote.
You almost need to have it on the ballot, their draft status.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Their height, their weight. Maybe even a photo ID next to the... Now, I failed to mention this. There is a third candidate.
Uh-oh.
Whose name is not Matthew McKay. It is the Liberal candidate, Nancy Beth Guptill. I have a feeling that she's going to win.
She might win, yeah.
Because the other two...
Let the McKays duke it out, and then you just take over.
Well, look at it this way. Whenever you have two actors up who came from the same movie up in the same category, like Best Supporting Actor...
Yes.
The thought process always is that they're going to take votes away from each other, and that somebody else will rise above
that's
it.
That's right. That's right. Good point.
You know, you may have really liked, Actor A, but you vote for Actor B thinking, I don't know, just so the movie, hopefully the movie builds up enough. And So I think, I mean, maybe Nancy just comes out on top because Matthew McKay's can't get it together.
All right, so there you go. That's the good and the bad and the dumb for Wednesday. All right, it's SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM.